Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Lowe's knows how to help you save. This July 4th, get up to 40% off select Whirlpool kitchen appliances. Plus, get an additional 10% off when you buy two or three select major appliances. And when you buy four or more, you'll save an additional 20%. Find the right appliances and features that fit your kitchen's unique needs and style. Shop Whirlpool 4th of July deals at Lowe's. Valid through 7/9. See Lowe's.com for details. Savings vary based on purchase amount. Selection varies by location.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
This is Murder in the Morning with Tony Bruschi and Stacey Cole.
Lori Vallow Daybell, she's filed a motion. That's how the wheels will continue to turn in her Arizona case, claiming her right to a speedy trial has now been violated.
Sorry, I shouldn't be laughing, but I'd like to see this motion. I'd like to see. How did, you know, she's her own attorney, so she has to draw up all this paperwork. She has to do this.
Yeah. So let's take a look at this. According to her motion, the delay violates constitutional guarantees, requiring a trial to occur within 150 days of arraignment. Vallow, who is also representing herself, as we so vividly saw the other week in that comedy, I Can't Wait for Season 2, argues that the state has failed to meet its obligations to schedule her trial in a timely manner. Vallow was arraigned on December 7th, 2003, on charges related to the murder of her fourth husband, Charles Vallow, you know, Chuck, and the attempted murder of her ex-nephew-in-law, Brandon Boudreau. While the trial date for Charles Vallow's murder is set for March 31st, 2024, no date has been scheduled for the case involving Brandon Boudreau. It's going to be bonus trial. Vallow's motion emphasizes this delay as the primary reason for the dismissal. Okay. Again, Lori Vallow thinking, but I guess I just clicked in my mind, we're going to have a part three because this is going to be two separate trials.
How so?
Because Boudreau is a separate case.
Oh my God, it is. Yeah, there's an attempted murder charge there.
Easter just came early. No.
We should sell popcorn.
Oh my God. I mean, this is such a horrible, horrible case. But the fact that I don't know. Even Colby Ryan is joking about it. And that's, you know, Lori's son who lost his brother and sister. He said something that to the effect of, it's like, you know, either you're going to cry or you're going to laugh because it's just so just insane. Legal background and the current status of everything that's going on right now. Daybell currently serving that life sentence without the possibility of parole in Idaho following her conviction for the murders of her two children, J.J., And Tylee Ryan, and the conspiracy to murder Tammy Daybell, the former wife of her current husband, Chad Daybell. Despite her life sentence, Arizona prosecutors continue to pursue the charges relating to additional alleged crimes. Arizona cases involve accusations that Vallow conspired with her late brother, Alex Cox, to murder Charles Vallow back in 2019. Authorities allege the motive was financial, including access to life insurance payouts. Similarly, Vallow is accused of orchestrating an attempt on Brandon Boudreau's life, also allegedly driven by financial means and ideological motivations. Cox, who died in December of 2019, is believed to have been the shooter in both incidents. Okay, I want to talk about that for a second. Not the shooter part, but the other part in here, where we're talking about the financial means, because that I know has like been the argument of this is why she did this. It was all for the insurance payouts. I think that's like a piece in the puzzle of all of this, but I just don't think like that's the biggest piece. I think it's like that was the means to let them do what they religiously thought was right. Maybe Chad was a little more on the financial end of this Ponzi scheme, but I think it was more, I think Lori was truly invested in just like, oh, it's a blessing from God. We got this insurance money because somebody died.
Yeah.
I don't know that she was connecting the dots. I think she was able to block out that people were dying for them to get those checks. Like the two just never crossed paths. And I think we saw kind of that in her hearing the other day where she was her own attorney, where she was completely like unaware of the contents of the grand jury testimony and the transcript of that as like, this is the evidence against you. This is why you're here. She just kept going, well, I don't think that I have that, or it's not right, or it wasn't given to me. I think it's just like, it's kryptonite, or it just bounces off of her and she can't absorb the information.
Do you think she dissociates sometimes?
Yes.
That she is not. Oh yeah. And that, I wonder if that's what's going on, is that there are times where, you know, maybe she doesn't even think anything's happened. I mean, when they talk about the fact that what her kids are still, they're in heaven and they're working at CVS or some weird shit.
Yeah.
She really believes that. You know,
she does.
She thinks that they are alive, and somewhere in her gray matter, nothing has happened. Nothing has changed. She just lives somewhere different, and so do they.
Well, and she's also told herself now, and I'm really curious how this will play in the trial, because this is not for the murders of Tylee and JJ. This is entirely for her ex and the attempted murder on Boudreau. She's said to Colby in an interview that what happened was, this is her latest version, was that Tylee and JJ were playing, and Tylee accidentally killed JJ, and then in sadness and remorse killed herself. And then she says she walked in and saw their bodies, and then, you know, Alex and Chad took care of the rest. And then, but then was like it. There was like no burial, nothing. It was just like, oh, Chad and Alex have got this, and you know, let's move on with our day. Who ate the last lean cuisine? You know, it's that seems to be how it kind of went. But I'm wondering how that, if at all, will be used in this new trial. If she brings up the kids, because if she's her own attorney, she's an idiot, and she's going to inevitably bring it into the case, even though it shouldn't be, because it's not really part of the case in chief. You could argue that that doesn't need to be in there, just like the financial stuff with Alec Murdaugh. But Lori, being her own attorney, I'm sure will go down that road in some way, shape, or form, and then introduce that, and then there'll be questions that can be asked by the state. But I'm just curious if that story continues on, or if by that point in time it's something else that took place.
I you know, I'm stuck in this limbo of, you know, we know she's not sane. We know that for a fact.
Yeah.
But the fact that they've deemed her to be able to go forth, not only in this trial as a sane person, but yeah. to represent herself, I almost wonder if there isn't a part of the rationale that let's just be done with this. Let her fall into her own trap. And I know that's not how the justice system works, but I can't help but think that they're setting her up for failure.
Yeah.
Nothing about this is sane.
No, nothing about it is sane. I don't even know why we're, I mean, I get, you know, for the families and such, but are the family, I mean, I can't speak for them. So I guess I can't say anything, but I guess if I were in that situation and I can't put myself there, so I'm just completely, you know, saying this without ever being there. I think I just want to be done. I mean, we already knew she killed them. So what does it matter at the end? Does it matter at the end of the day if she's has a checkbox next to her for killing her ex-husband and the attempt on Brandon? I mean, does it matter? I mean, in some ways, I guess, you know, yes, it does if you're the family. But I guess if you're the family, you also have to ask yourself at what cost to you mentally. Maybe nothing. Maybe you're already so immune to the damn thing because this has been going on for so long that it's not like you're reliving old wounds. It's just, it's been there. It just bounces now. So why the hell not have her check the boxes and let's go through it. But then you got the cost of it all. And that's the other big part of it.
Well, and the remaining family members, there aren't many, but I mean, because they speaking of checking boxes, they were, you know, ticking boxes left and right, picking people off. But those who are left have to deal with this aftermath of it being in the news, of another hearing, another motion. You know, if you are part of a trial of any sort, if you're a witness, if you're one of the victims, you get notifications. So every time she does something stupid like this, poor family members are getting a notification. And it's just, at what point do these people start the healing process?
Well, and the healing process is different for everybody. And that's the thing. So I'm sure you have some that are, you know, every time they hear it, it is reliving it. But I'm sure you have some too that like the example I just made of, it's like, it's Teflon at this point because, you know, you've heard it so much, you know, almost as exampled by, you know, by Colby and his podcast and the laughing about this the other day. I get it. It's like, what do you do at some point? The speedy trial claims. Let's go back to that here. Vallow's motion asserts that the Arizona courts have had sufficient time to bring her to trial and that the delays infringe on her constitutional rights. Arizona law requires a trial to be scheduled within 150 days of arraignment unless specific exceptions are granted. Her motion argues that the delays are unjustified and requests dismissal of the charges. While Vallow has raised this issue, legal experts point out that her prior convictions and life sentence in Idaho complicate the matter. Prosecutors must weigh the importance of pursuing additional convictions against the resources required and the practical implications of her existing sentence. The trial for the murder of Charles Vallow, it's scheduled to begin March of 24. We'll see if we get there. However, the case involving Brandon Boudreau, like I said, remains without a set date, raising questions about how the court will proceed if Vallow's motion is denied. For the families of the victims, these trials are going to represent an opportunity to seek justice. And I guess closure. And I've talked to a lot of victims and you hear their stories and all that. And no, I hate the word closure because it never really is closure for anybody. It's just, it's moving, but it's still there. So
you find a way to carry on and deal with life as it now is because it's different than it was.
Yeah.
But yeah, there's no closure.
No, not at all. Anyway, we'll see where this goes. Probably absolutely nowhere. But you know, Lori's an attorney now, so this is going to be a sitcom until the trial actually takes place.
In a world where the darkest secrets lie just beneath the surface.
So they said it was an accident, but the evidence says otherwise.
Where hidden killers roam unnoticed in the shadows.
I think you would definitely be looking at a blend of toxic, very bad narcissistic personality traits, and they will be vengeful and possibly resort to violence.
Join Tony Bruschi as he uncovers the truth behind the most chilling cases.
They said it was an accident, but the evidence clearly says otherwise.
Each episode, we dig deep into the minds of those who commit the unthinkable.
To your point on narcissism, he thinks in his own mind how witty he is.
Yeah.
But he lost that jury. I was done with him in 2 minutes.
From unsolved mysteries to infamous crimes.
Geez, you've just talked about how you taught yourself how to do everything under the sun. I bet you did a YouTube video, how to best kill somebody with a knife.
Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi takes you where few dare to go.
How does someone with such a dark secret go unnoticed for so long?
With multiple new episodes every single day.
We're not just telling stories, we're seeking justice.
Listen now on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcasts. Just search for Hidden Killers with Tony Bruschi.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariana. We call him Day-Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
What is dedication?
The thing that drives me every day as a dad is
Dariano. We call him Day Day for short.
Every day he's hungry for something, whether it's attention, affection, knowledge. And there's this huge responsibility in making sure that when he's no longer under my wing, that he's a good person. I want him to be able to sit back one day and go, we worked together, we did a good job.
That's dedication. Find out more at fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com. Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Sally from finance loves fly fishing. She used to spend her weekend surrounded by receipts. Then she switched her company to Ramp. Now, spend is all under control, all in one place. Her team submits their expenses with a text, and she can close the books without all the busy work. So Sally's weekends are all her own, surrounded by fish, not receipts. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.